Okay, then. So, time on the show now to focus on rowing, as it's been an absolutely fantastic last few days for Matlock Solly Wilkes after he recently picked up a gold medal in the European Rowing Championships in Hungary in the men's four event. And I'm delighted to say that Ollie joins us right now. Ollie, first of all, how are you? You must be a very happy man right now.
Hi there, hi there. Really happy. I think we've well to have such a successful Europeans. It's my second time competing at Europeans, and we managed to defend our title that we won last year. Really happy. And it's not just that. Previously, we'd been beaten by one of the crews at the race just be 2 weeks ago. So we managed to reverse that result and get the win back over them. So really happy with the weekend. Stuff to work on for sure, but I think we're heading in the right direction, so it's good.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, going into the European Rowing Championships, then how confident were you heading into the event that you could win another gold medal? Because, like you say, you did actually, you came out not quite on the winning side a couple of weeks ago. How confident were you that you could turn the tables when it came to the European Championships?
We'd put some good work in the 2 weeks in between, and as our coach always says, nobody gets any advantages at the next race. You both start on the start line level. There's no sort of advantage to having won the week before. So, I think we were somewhat confident in the weeks that we'd had, but nervous to go out there and try it again. But yeah, I think the training had gone reasonably well, and we were sort of excited to see how that work would come out on the racing field. But fortunately, it went quite well for us. Really pleased with that.
Yeah, and I'm always interested in sort of like the sort of mental aspects of elite sport as well. I mean, just before your final start, I mean, what kind of goes through your mind there? Are there any nerves still involved when you're just about to start rowing ahead of the big final, or is it that you're sort of like the tactics for for the race has been drilled into you and you're just focusing on that? Do you talk much to your other teammates? What's it like just before the start of a big final?
Oh, we definitely have nerves. Yes, it's definitely a case of trying to control your mind when you're just about to start the race. Things like I found myself in the semi-final, like breathing too much because you're trying to take oxygen in to make sure you're ready to start the race. But then I was actually starting to feel a bit dizzy. I think I started to hyperventilate a little bit.
Not what you want.
No, not at all, not at all. Just you're tingling and you feel dizzy. It's not where it is. So I had to remind myself to, keep cool, slow the breathing down. But realistically, when we're on the start line, at this race we have a start system. So a little bucket rises from underneath the water to hold the bows of the boat in line. And it's myself, my job in the bow seat to keep the boat essentially straight and line it up into that shoe that comes up, the little bucket. We're just sat there trying to keep calm, control our breathing, control our thoughts, just think there, line up the boat so we're going straight, and then just wait essentially for things to kick off. But usually we don't have long once we're on the start line, and I think the key is to just think about the next stroke, the first stroke in this case, and everything else should follow after that.
And about the final itself, then, so now you've had a few days to reflect on it. How do you sort of review that final? Did everything that you planned for it all went to plan accordingly? Were there any sort of surprises in the teams that you were competing against? How did you find that final?
I'm not sure if you've been able to watch it yourself, but we went off at the start, and we actually got went down on the rest of the crews a little bit. The race is 2,000 meters long, and after 250 meters, we were almost a length down on the Italians, who had beaten us 2 weeks ago. Whilst this isn't a surprise to us because we know they like to go out hard, it was perhaps a little bit, we were perhaps a little bit further behind than you'd like to be, 250 meters into a race. But I think beforehand we'd spoken about not worrying about getting out too hard. We knew that we were dealing with a headwind, which makes the race a lot slower, a lot longer. So whilst we were down, I think we'd already told ourselves to stay calm and just try and find a rhythm and get into the race, and really try and put the work in, put our hands in the fire later in the race. And this is actually how the race planned out. So I'd say, yeah, it kind of went how we would like it to go. We ended up coming level with the Italians at the halfway mark, and in the third 500, moved out to about 3.5 seconds in front. So that's sort of our coach wants us to push on in the third 500, the third quarter of our race. And we managed to do that. So we were quite pleased with essentially executing on the plan that we'd said we were going to do. It's not always easy to do what you say you're going to do, especially in the heat at the moment, but I think we did a fairly good job of that. But yes, we sorry, I'm going on now, but
No, you're all right.
the 2 weeks before, the Italians mounted a crazy sprint, and basically ran us down in the last 250 meters. But this time, I guess we were too far ahead, or they'd spent too much earlier in the race, and they couldn't do that. But so this time they didn't get us. But I think we're always sort of preparing for the sprint that the Italians can mount at the end. So this time we got away with it. I think we'll keep working to make sure we stay clear of them.
Okay. Yeah, something I'll certainly be looking out for in the Olympics then, to see if hopefully the
Yeah.
Italians' late charge isn't too strong for Team GB at the
No,
end of the
yes,
men's four
exactly.
event. I mean, in terms of sort of like the celebrations, I mean, are you able to celebrate too much at the end of that? Because obviously, you know, at such an elite level of support of sports, and I imagine your training schedule is so strict. I imagine the celebrations couldn't be too raucous exactly following the race.
No. I mean, we, the evening of the race, we were staying in a hotel in Budapest. And I've never been there. So we went into Budapest, had a nice meal, and did a little bit of sightseeing that evening before we had to return to the hotel and fly back the next morning. So it wasn't, and then, sorry, we spent the rest of that travel day at home, and then today and yesterday we've been at training again. So we don't get much time off, but it was quite a nice sort of quite a nice evening to just reflect upon the day and enjoy your time with your teammates the night afterwards with some good food and some nice sights. So yeah, it's not your classic sort of big celebration at a party or some kind of night out. It was a lot more sensible than that, but not to say it was less enjoyable. It was good.
Okay. Great stuff. And just in terms of Team GB's overall performance then at the European Rowing Championships, it went really, really well. So not just from the men's side, but for the women's side and also for para rowing as well. Because of course we've got the Summer Paralympics coming up this summer as well, just after the Summer Olympic Games. British rowing is in a really good place right now, isn't it? I mean, how confident are you that the whole British squad, rowing squad, can perform really strongly at this summer's Olympic Games?
Yeah, we're definitely in a good spot. A lot of us, we've mainly raced against the European opposition, and there definitely will be challenges coming from outside of Europe. So it's great that we've done well so far against the European field, but I guess we've got to keep pushing on. We can't stand still. Coming into the games, I think we've always got to look to improve. And again, like my I'll refer back to what my coach said. You don't get an advantage at the next race for having won the previous race. So it's whilst, yeah, I think we've all taken a chance, a moment to enjoy the success of Europeans, but it's imperative that we move on, because everybody else will be. So yeah, it's good, but you know, a reminder to keep going, because it's not over until you cross the line in Paris. So yeah,
And
keep going. Just,
and just we'll end with a quick look at the Olympic Games, because I know that for some sports, Team GB have officially confirmed, you know, what their squad is. I know swimming have, and I think also for like diving as well, but rowing hasn't officially confirmed it yet. But I guess the position is, all being well, you will be going to the Olympics. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I think, especially with the team having done so well at Europeans, I think that inspires confidence from the coaching team and sort of firms up the selections. They reserve the right to be able to change them at any time, but I think, like you said, with all being well, barring injury or illness, I think the boats will be staying the same. So hopefully that means I'll be on the start line, but I'll keep my fingers crossed and make sure that I hold that position from now.
And if you are involved, of course, in the Olympics, which we're all rooting for, so I guess one of the highlights we can expect, as we talked about earlier on in the interview, is this battle that you've got with Italy. Because I seem to remember when I was maybe like early teenage years, when I was watching the ending of Steve Redgrave's career when he won his fifth gold, and then when Matthew Pinson continued and was still fantastic. There's been some classic battles. I seem to remember GB and Italy tend to have a lot of classic battles when it comes to rowing. And it looks as if that's going to be the case again for the men's four event at this summer's Olympic Games. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's the Italians who've come in. They're sort of a new boat this year, and they're actually yet to qualify for the Olympics. But I think given their performances this season, they're not going to have a problem doing that, and they will be a force in the fours race. So yeah, the Italians have had some famous battles. Australia, we were fighting with last year. We've also got the US to come back in, and New Zealand, and not to mention any of the other European crews that come through. But yeah, hopefully we get a chance to race some of the other crews. In 4 weeks' time, we've got another race in Lucerne, World Cup 2. And that'll be our final race before it gets round to the Olympics. And hopefully we get a look at some of the other international crews before we end up racing for the big one at the end of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, well, fantastic stuff, Ollie. Congratulations once again on your European gold medal that you've
Thank you
collected.
very
So,
much.
another one to add to your collection, but hopefully
Yes.
it certainly doesn't stop there. So, of course, we'll keep an eye out for when all the official squads get announced by Team GB, because the Olympics really isn't that far away. I think it's now under 3 months, so it's coming up very
Yeah.
soon. So hopefully you'll be in that squad, and we'll be really rooting for you hard when it comes to this summer's Olympic Games and this summer's Paralympics as well, in Paris, in France. So thanks for your time, Ollie, and I'll
Thank you
let
very
you get
much.
back to your very busy training schedule.
Thank you very much, Matthew.